Hello, Duval. What a crazy offseason it's been for Jacksonville. Hi, I'm Jeremy York from End Zone, and this is The Pounce. I am here at the Mellow Mushroom in Hiram, where you can get great salads, pizzas, calzones, and more, plus daily drink specials and now featuring a full bar. Check out mellowmushroom.com for the location nearest you. There's been so much going on in Jag Nation. I'm going to try my best to keep you guys updated and help you understand what all has happened. Now, as I've said for most of last year, the Jags have had some major and minor needs they needed to address. Some of the minor ones were the depth at running back, wide receiver, tight end, and quarterback. The major things they needed to address were the defensive line, especially pass rushers, and the offensive line to help protect the quarterback. It doesn't matter how good your quarterback is, if you can't keep him upright, it's going to be very hard for him to be successful. But let's start with some of these minor, the minor issues and how Jacksonville has went about it this offseason. The depth at running back. We did lose Maurice Jones-Drew, who could be signing in Oakland as soon as tomorrow. We lost Justin Forsett as well to free agency. But we did add Toby Gerhart. You got to think of Toby Gerhart as a young Maurice Jones-Drew. They have a very similar style of running, and I believe Toby Gerhart's going to be a great pickup. You're going to like this guy. Maybe if Maurice Jones-Drew doesn't sign in Oakland, we can get him to come back and have a two-headed serpent attack here. But either way, I'm very happy with the Gerhart signing. I believe he's gonna put us in the right direction. The depth at wide receiver. The Jaguars did add Tandon Doss, who's the former Raven. He has lots of speed and can be a game breaker when returning kicks. He had limited action up there, but this guy has a lot of great fundamentals, and he's going to be a great addition to Cecil Shorts and some of the other great Jaguars. The depth at tight end, we re-signed Clay Harbor, who played all 16 games for us last year. This guy has a lot of upside. And the tight end position, as weird as it is and everything, and the way it fits in our scheme, Clay Harbor is a great fit. I see nothing but great things coming from him for this upcoming season. The depth at quarterback, we did re-sign Chad Henne. And Gus Bradley believes that Chad Henne could be our guy going forward, at least as of right now. The draft's coming up, and on a later show, we'll discuss the things that the Jaguars should look for. But I do believe Chad Henne is a great answer right now, and he could be the guy, at least for the upcoming years. They did trade Blaine Gabbert to the San Francisco 49ers for a sixth-round pick this year. As far as Blaine Gabbert goes, he does play similar to Colin Kaepernick. He has a lot of the same skill sets and thinks about things in similar ways. So we wish him the best of luck at San Francisco, and I feel like that's a better system for his skill set. You know, somewhere down the road, it could really pan out for him. Now to address some of the major issues. Let's start on the offensive line. Not that the offensive line was awful, because they weren't. They did very well. There wasn't that many sacks, and for the most part, nothing really bad happened. The Jaguars have added offensive tackles Cameron Bradfield and Sam Young. They are great big body blockers who are great, just super, at opening running lanes and shutting down potential rushers to the quarterback, which is the best important thing. It's not just about offensive line versus defensive line. It's about catching those linebackers and those corners and those safeties that are coming on different blitz packages. On the defensive line, we did need a lot of pass rushers. We need to try to get better pressure on opposing quarterbacks. I do believe that's going to put us in a better position where we can still compete and possibly even take the division. We did sign defensive tackle Red Bryant out of Seattle. We also signed defensive ends Chris Clemens and Ziggy Hood. And we re-signed defensive end Jason Babin, who had a great year for us. He plays as hard as anybody. He had voided the last 2 years of his previous contract, but ended up re-signing with us, and I'm sure I'm not the only one, but I am very happy to have him back. Adding a Red Bryant you know, Clemens, Hood, Babin, that gives us a better attack as far as getting after the opposing quarterback, especially, you know, Andrew Luck and Indianapolis, because the Colts are still the division favorite. Although I do believe you can win probably 8 or 9 games and be in the hunt for this division title. One of the major pickups, as far as I'm concerned, was we were able to claim former Falcons fullback Brady Ewing off of waivers. He is a great fullback with a lot of upside. He can really be a great blocker. He can catch out of the backfield. And he's actually got a little bit of speed, and he's a good runner. I believe this is going to open up the passing game as well as the running game, especially the running game. If you have Gerhardt running behind Brady Ewing, Gerhardt could have some career numbers. Overall, I like what head coach Gus Bradley's doing. I like what GM Dave Caldwell's done with some of the offseason moves, and I like what they're building. This is a good plan. If we stick to the plan, I think there's only bright things in our future. As I said last season, the Jags are at the crest of the wave of a serious run, and these moves only help the movement along in the right direction. But that is going to wrap it up for this edition of The Pounce. I hope I was able to address the things that were important to you. If not, as always, you can send your questions, comments, or suggestions to our End Zone Facebook page, or you can hit us up on Twitter at 3endzone, or you can hit me on my own personal Twitter at TheImpact99. I'm Jeremy York. Till next time, Duval.